This freedom is not as difficult to achieve as one might think. We all start with it. As children, we experience much less interference between receiving ideas and internalizing them. We accept new information with delight instead of making comparisons to what we already believe. We live in the moment rather than worrying about future consequences. We are spontaneous more than analytical. We are curious, not jaded. Even the most ordinary experiences in life are met with a sense of awe. Deep sadness and intense excitement can come within moments of each other. There's no facade and no attachment to a story. Artists who are able to continually create great works throughout their lives often manage to preserve these childlike qualities. Practicing a way of being that allows you to see the world through uncorrupted, innocent eyes can free you to act in concert with the universe's timetable. There's a time for certain ideas to arrive, and they find a way to express themselves through us. The source of creativity. We begin with everything. Everything seen. Everything done. Everything thought. Everything felt. Everything imagined. Everything forgotten. And everything that rests unspoken and unthought within us. This is our source material, and from it, we build each creative moment. This content does not come from inside us. The source is out there, a wisdom surrounding us, an inexhaustible offering that is always available. We either sense it, remember it, or tune into it. Not only through our experiences, it may also be dreams, intuitions, subliminal fragments, or other ways still unknown, by which the outside finds its way inside. To the mind, this material appears to come from within, but that's an illusion. There are tiny fragments of the vastness of source stored within us. These precious wisps arise from the unconscious like vapor and condense to form a thought, an idea. It may be helpful to think of source as a cloud. Clouds never truly disappear. They change form. They turn into rain and become part of the ocean, and then evaporate and return to being clouds. The same is true of art. Art is a circulation of energetic ideas. What makes them appear new is they're combining differently each time they come back. No two clouds are the same. This is why when we're struck by a new piece of art, it can resonate on a deeper level. Perhaps this is the familiar coming back to us in an unfamiliar form. Or maybe it is something unknown that we didn't realize we were looking for. A missing piece in a puzzle that has no end. Turning something from an idea into a reality can make it seem smaller. It changes from unearthly to earthly. The imagination has no limits. The physical world does. The work exists in both. Awareness. In most of our daily activities, we choose the agenda and develop a strategy to achieve the goal at hand. We create the program. Awareness moves differently. The program is happening around us,